Our text for this morning's tapple comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. GameStop, AMC, short squeeze, hedge funds, and so on are all things that you may be familiar with if you keep track of the news or are a savvy investor. All of these things have to do with the stock market. Some of you may be well acquainted with the stock market. For you financial advisors, family finance planners, and Robin Hood users, you most likely are familiar with how the market works. Others of you who haven't talked about the stock market since you took a consumer economics course or are taking one in high school may not understand the market as well. Whether you're a market expert or lack such financial gifts, you probably all understand the term invest. Investing is a way to potentially increase the amount of money you have. The goal is to buy financial products, also called investments or shares, wait for their value to increase, and then hopefully sell them at a higher price than what you initially paid for them. Meanwhile, the companies from which you bought the stock will use your money to further their business efforts. All this is done hopefully to better the investors' and businesses' intentions alike. The process may be important to understand when considering the embetterment of your financial assets. Now, all this finance talk may be fine to remember, but what I really want to talk to you about today is what the Lord does to gather his assets. The Lord has a perfect investment plan. Like putting money towards a company with the hope of getting a higher value back, the Lord puts forth his word in order to gather his saints back. The word which he sends forth accomplishes its purpose, which is to receive us into his loving arms. This certainly is a foolproof investment plan, and it begins with his holy word. I bet most of you have heard the expression, money talks. It implies that money and the desire thereof has a powerful sway over people and their decisions. It is the means by which we obtain our material goods. Now try this expression on for size. God's word talks. Like money, God's word has a powerful sway over people. It's so effective that the results are more predictable than the stock market even. With the market, there is always speculation whether it is wise to invest in a company or not. But with God's word, there is certainty. In our text for this morning, God compares his word's effectiveness to the effect that rain has on crops, showing that the desired result will happen, namely, making sinners into saints. God's word has the power to, first of all, cut hearts. He sends his word into the world to show sinners what they need to do and how they have failed in doing so. The part of the word that does this is called God's law. It condemns, shows sin, and makes mankind feel their guilt. God's word also has the power to mend broken hearts. This very same word shows these same sinners what Jesus Christ has done for them by keeping the law perfectly for them and dying in their place. This part of the word is the precious gospel, which offers forgiveness, shows the Savior, and comforts mankind. With this unit function of law and gospel, the word goes forth from the Lord with the power to gain souls. This fact is true, and we see its truth throughout the scriptures. In the book of Acts, just shortly after Pentecost, the Apostle Peter preached the word, and 3,000 people were said to have believed that day. In the Old Testament, the prophet Jonah preached the word to rebellious Nineveh, and they repented and were spared from God's wrath. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us about Jesus preaching the word concerning himself and his sacrifice, causing many to believe in him for salvation. The Lord has put forth his word toward the world, and he still does it today. In our time, the word is preached in pulpits, taught in homes, conversed about with friends, co-workers, and acquaintances. And in light of this, we see that the Lord has sent forth his effective word in order to return on his investments. But what is the Lord trying to get back when he puts forth the word? He says that it doesn't return to him void. So what does this profit him? The Lord sends forth his word in order to change hearts and minds so that he may gain his saints. Now remember that his word is powerful. We saw that with the cutting edge of the law and the healing balm of the gospel, the word changes hearts and minds. He put forth his powerful word because he loves every one of us. He does not want to see any one of us perish. He wants to gain his saints. We see this desire in the previous verses of chapter 55, which read, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live." We see from this the Lord's invitation. If you read later on, you'll see from the chapter's opening verses that the Lord is reaching out to all kinds of souls, both Jew and Gentile alike. He is going to gain his souls. The enriching word of God is being put into practice as portrayed by these verses. The Lord uses his word to change hearts and minds, and therefore sends it forth. Investors put forth money hoping to get more back, but the Lord puts forth his word knowing he will get more back. His saints will use his word to advance his kingdom and will in turn grow the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church. This continues to happen until the Lord Jesus Christ returns to collect his saints. When will this collection take place? In the market, it's a matter of prediction whether you should sell your share or not. But the Lord knows exactly when he will collect his share. Here's the real question. Do you deserve to be part of this collection? Were you and I worth investing in? Should you and I have been a priority for the Lord? The answer is no. There was no value in our former state of sin. There was no reason that the Lord should have invested in us filthy rags. But he did so anyway, because he loved us. He sent his Son to die for us, to save us, so that we may be gained in his wealth of saints. We hear about this in the word and gain this benefit in his sacraments. The Lord has sent forth his word so that we may be gained. With this knowledge, we may be filled with joy and led forth in peace. So in light of all this, here's what the Lord invites us to do. Invest in the word. Invest in the word for yourself. Study it, for in it you'll find eternal life. Invest in it for others. You can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. Invest in the powerful word which changes hearts and minds. Invest in the holy word, for it does not return to the Lord empty, but has brought you and I the ultimate forgiveness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We'll close with hymn 294, the first two verses.